One nation to watch next month at the Olympics is Spain. This summer has been a great time to be a Spanish sports fan. Spain took the European Cup soccer championship. A Spaniard took the Wimbledon Cup. And the country's team is racing very well this week in the Tour de France. From a euphoric Madrid, Jerome Sokolowski reports.
There's a tune on the lips of nearly every child in Spain these days. They're singing the national soccer team's fighting song with extra verve now after Spain won its first Euro Soccer Cup in 44 years and a Spaniard won Wimbledon for the first time in 42 years.
Marca Madrid, más líder de la liga, 9 de la primera, gol de Yumanji, del Madrid, Ronaldo!
Spain has always been a sports-crazy nation, especially when it comes to soccer. And it's not as though Spaniards haven't done well before. In the 70s and 80s, Seve Ballesteros was at the top of the golf circuit, and cyclist Miguel Indurain won 5 Tour de France years before Lance Armstrong stood on the podium. But those Spanish champions were few and far between. These days, Nadal and the soccer team are part of a cast of stars that includes Formula One driver Fernando Alonso, LA Lakers player Pau Gasol, and the Tour de France defending champion Alberto Contador. In a country where the biggest newspapers are sports dailies, the reporters are busy these days.
Diario AS?
Diario AS is one of the most popular papers in Spain. Its deputy chief editor, Luis Nieto, says Spain is finally fulfilling its potential.
Este es un país que tiene muy buen clima. Es decir, para la práctica del deporte prácticamente se puede hacer todo el año.
This is a country with great weather for sports. The only thing missing was real facilities for its athletes, he says. But since Spain became a democracy in the 70s, sports complexes have been built, even in small towns and villages. And even the country roads have now been paved. An afternoon drive out of the city takes you past packs of cyclists all zipping along the roads like they were in France or Holland. Nieto says Spain's young sports stars have benefited from the new infrastructure. These are the first who didn't have to make their way across the city to train. They have good facilities, coaches, and sports doctors at their doorstep, he says. A trainer coaches 19-year-old Lenica de Simón at the Sports Ministry's High Performance Training Center in Madrid. De Simón was born in the United States and moved here at the age of 13. Spain may have come a long way, but she says the sporting culture is still not up to par with the United States.
It's totally different. There's a lot more girls who do gymnastics. It's a lot more popular sport in the United States. Here it's not as popular. Here it's soccer, and more soccer.
But Spaniards are starting to take an interest in other sports, especially as the Olympics draw near. After all, the soccer team didn't qualify for Beijing. Spain's best Olympic hopes are in basketball, handball, tennis, and cycling. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.